This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a big personal injury lawsuit turns out to be based on dubious medical diagnoses. First, this. One more piece from the Terri Schiavo case. She has become the best-known nursing home patient in the whole country. There's been a lot of attention to the quality of her care, but there's less known about its cost. These can bring huge financial hardships for families. Day to Day's Madeline Brand reports.
If you make it to age 65, you have a 43% chance of spending some time in a nursing home as you get older. And that stay won't be cheap. On average, a private room is close to $200 a day.
I'm here to see Mrs. George.
Robert George is in a Santa Monica nursing home. George is 82 years old, and he has Huntington's disease. It's a devastating neurological illness like Alzheimer's. Although he's alert and physically healthy, he can't walk, feed himself, or even talk. He gets his food through a feeding tube. His wife, Helga, visits him every day. Today, she's brought her kids along.
You happy? All your family's here today? Instead of the little old lady all the time?
Helga George is worn out. For the past 5 years, she's been taking care of her husband. Her savings are nearly gone.
This is $125 a day, plus all the medications. I think I've at least spent $200,000 or $250,000 over the last years. 5 or 6 years, yeah. Like, last year I got my MasterCard statement. They send you a summary at the end of the year. Twice I went out to a restaurant in the whole year. The rest was all pharmacy.
Without her sister-in-law paying most of the nursing home costs, Helga says she'd be forced to put her husband on Medicaid, and then who knows what kind of care he'd get. There are two different standards for people needing nursing home care, says Alan Sager, an expert on healthcare financing at Boston University School of Public Health. He says patients who use their own money get better service.
An all-Medicaid nursing home is likely to have more staff turnover, fewer full-time equivalent workers per patient day, and therefore a greater likelihood of bed sores, patients not being spotted quickly after they fall.
But most people who are in nursing homes rely at least in part on Medicaid. To qualify for the program, patients need to exhaust most of their savings first. Usually, the surviving spouse gets to keep the home, but Sager says once that spouse dies, the house can be taken by the state.
The state can put a lien on your home so that when it is sold, the state can recover costs toward what the state paid under Medicaid.
But before someone even gets to a nursing home, their family is likely to have huge medical bills from a hospital stay. Medicare and private health insurance pay most of those bills, and for someone who's in a coma or vegetative state, the cost issue becomes tricky. Michael Groden is a doctor in Boston who sits on his hospital's ethics panel. He says doctors are never told by hospital administrators to stop treatment because it's too expensive, but...
Bottom line is that these issues are discussed in the line of, are you sure that this is really beneficial care? Are you sure that this is really of value to the patient? Are you sure this is really what the patient wants? So it's not in that we should stop it, but rather that, you know, we're using up huge amounts of money with this particular patient, and are we sure that this is a value treatment?
The hospital says that.
Yeah. So they don't say don't treat them, but they do say, are you sure? Because, again, we're using up our free care pool money on one patient. And if that patient can't benefit from the care, then obviously the money could be better spent elsewhere.
Groden says the Terri Schiavo case may prompt a larger national discussion about soaring health care costs, but he says the conclusion may not be the most humane.
It wouldn't surprise me if at some point, and this is an interesting question, if at some point our society came to the conclusion that after 6 months, whatever it is, a year of being in a permanent vegetative state, that the state won't pay for it anymore. And that if you want to maintain this, then you have to spend your own funds.
In Santa Monica, Helga George is just grateful that she has her home paid for and that she can live on her husband's pension. But she's not sure she would go to extreme measures to keep him alive if he gets sick.
If he should get pneumonia, I don't think I would have it treated. Because I don't think there's any quality to his life anymore. And pneumonia is not a painful disease, and I don't know. It's quantity, but not quality. It's hard.
For Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand.